Welcome to the podcast where relationships, confidence, and determination all converge into an amazing heartfelt experience. This is Speaking from the Heart.
Welcome back to this very special bonus episode of Speaking from the Heart. Now, if you have been a longtime follower of this show, you know that I normally don't do bonus episodes ever, and I've only done one before this one has come out today. But I'm recording this immediately following the Toastmasters District 38 conference, in which I was a workshop presenter on behalf of my business, plus a long-standing Toastmaster for over a decade, starting my journey within this district. All I have to say to start out, to really wrap up this episode, if you just wanted to stop after this, is simply, do not ever give up. Do not ever think that you have squandered any opportunity. And most importantly, when you think that everything has been given up in terms of your chances, don't ever think that. Keep going forward and seize that opportunity. I don't even know what to feel because of the things that have happened to me over the last several days, in which have been transformative, to say the least. I think it's something of a mix of not only gratitude, but also feeling humbled, as I've put it to some of the fellow conference attendees that I've talked to after the conference. Now, for those that have never heard of Toastmasters and you fell into Speaking from the Heart before we even started with the types of guests that we've had, you have to understand that part of this whole experience of being a Toastmaster is that you're surrounded by not only people that want to work on themselves, but they want to also see themselves get better in the long run. In other words, become the best versions of themselves. When I joined this organization over 12 years ago, I would have never told you about the insurmountable opportunities that I would have been given, whether that has been helping others to achieve their dreams, their visions, being able to unlock my own true potential. I was always the one that was sitting in the back, afraid of what I would look like in terms of speaking, being able to share what was on my heart, but yet at the same time, lacking the confidence, the integrity, the respect, even the service and excellence, the foundational core values of what Toastmasters is all about. If it wasn't for the fact that I had some insurmountable amount of opportunity to work with people that have come before me, they have paved the path forward for me in order to become what I am today, more accomplished than I have ever thought, until I got to this conference. All I have to say is that the number of people that might be listening to this, especially if you started following this after this incredible weekend that has just passed, I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. The number of you that have reached out, connected with me, and have just walked up to me afterwards and said, Josh, thank you for what you've done to be able to share what you had on your heart, and to be able to have a voice and not to give up, that meant more than you would ever imagine. The chance that I had of a lifetime to get back on the stage after 5 years, 5 years of what I have felt as I had separated myself from reality and my true calling as to why I want to keep going, why I want to keep growing, and why I want to keep doing what I'm doing to become better than I ever thought before. It's very interesting to easily compare myself to so many different types of people. Those that have been very successful, those that have been very helpful, those that have been something of a class of their own. Whether you want to look at the professional aspects of it or not, what I have realized is that some people will never grow up. And that some people, despite anything that you might do, will never change their mindset because they have already locked in their final answer. Almost as if they were playing Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. But I'm getting ahead of myself. This weekend was something that I've been dreading for the very long time. Because, to be honest with you, and what I have not shared on this show, is that this whole concept of Your Speaking Voice LLC, the reason that I even do this podcast, the very essence of what this has been all about, was because I lost my voice 2 years ago as well. at this very conference. You see, I was not the best version of myself. I lost everything. All the respect, all the dignity, all the excellence that I would have ever thought possible. I lost it all. And those were the darkest moments of my life. I challenged some people in which I will never say their name out of respect to the fact that they don't deserve the dignity of having their name said on my podcast. Which is actually quite ironic, because we talk about here on this show of the importance of caring, showing respect. But for some people, that respect and that dignity has to be earned. And that earned opportunity hasn't come from them yet. So maybe one day, down the road, I will say their name. But for today, I won't. These people were actually some of the leaders that were directly involved with the planning of this conference. And before I get ahead of myself, I must clarify that these people from 2 years ago, I challenged them. They were really disrespecting a lot of different people. And they were hurting others. And I took my voice that I thought I had, and I stood up for what was right. I was trying to be the Captain America that I've always believed that I was. Which, for those that have been listening to this show, you might realize that in one episode I talked about the fact that I have Captain America's shield, at least a replica of it, hanging behind my clients every time that they sit down on my couch to have a session. But what I have learned from doing this experience of just learning how to grow, learning how to foster myself, I was hurting others at the same time. I ran for an election of the highest position in the district and lost. I was crushed. But I also thought there was some foul play involved. And 2 years later, I'm still holding on to some of those fears. But not in the same way that I was holding on to them before. I had been going through so many different things at that time. But after I lost, I realized that I needed to do something that was really important to me. I needed to clamor back my voice. That conference was the reason why, 1 month later, I rented an office nearby me for about $250, started working on my business, Your Speaking Voice LLC, and 6 months later, opened it up to the whole world for them to be able to get what I lost, my voice. As you know, this is the month in which I launched my podcast, too, so it's been officially 1 year. And what's ironic is that my episodes were not going to talk about the 1 year anniversary of this podcast, let alone even dive into what it has meant to be a podcast host. Because I think that the episodes before this speak to itself. The clarity, the focus, the strength, the opportunity in which I've continued to grow, even as a podcast host and even a business owner of a coaching and consulting business that is striving to change the industry and what it's all about, speaks for itself. In other words, the things in which the actions that I was doing spoke louder than anything else that I would ever need to directly confront, let alone even address. But I'll get back to that in just a moment. Over this weekend, I learned a little bit more about what kind of impact I've had, and I have to say, for all the people that came up to me and wondered where I was for so long, I want you to know I heard you loud and clear. Some of you came up to me at that conference after I gave the workshop, which, for those that were not there, was about leading outside your Toastmasters club, learning how to grow outside your club and take the leadership skills that you've developed and apply them to the real world, which I've been able to do myself by helping others, just like we've had Brock Rolick of Next Generation Personal Training on this show. And I've even discussed the vast differences that has allowed him and his company to grow, just because it's been really a privilege and honor to use some of the things that I have learned to help them keep moving forward. But I digress, because those special Toastmasters were really the ones that stood up and said to me, "You had made a difference in my life. You were the one so many years ago that had changed who I was. You made such a profound difference in my life, and I want to thank you, Josh, for what you've done. And I was completely broken after hearing those statements. That past version of myself was really hurting. And to know that somebody was looking out, knowing that I really cared about them, I appreciate you and I hear you loud and clear. You made such a big difference in my life and what it was all about, what it had really helped me to be. It was because of your statements to me. You have restored me. I don't know about many of you that have gone through life thinking that you have always been a piece of trash, and you would always think that you did the wrong thing at the wrong time and hurt so many people. But I want you to know that there is always a chance if you believe in yourself, which ironically enough, that episode will be coming out at some point down the road, which I've recorded months in advance, in which I talk about the importance of just keeping that commitment. Because when that commitment comes up, when someone asks you to step up, you will be consistent with what your message has been. You will be the best version of yourself because you kept working on yourself, even when you thought no one was looking. Of one particular instance was actually the fact that one Toastmaster who I've interacted with almost 7 years ago changed my life by calling me out and telling everybody, over 100 people, that I had a profound influence in their life and that if it wasn't for me, they wouldn't be half the Toastmaster that they are. It was weird. All these accolades. All of this happening in one day. And I was overwhelmed. I was humbled by the people that are just genuinely caring. But there was one thing that still bothered me more than anything else, is that there were two people, as I mentioned earlier in this episode, that gave me no respect whatsoever. And they had a direct hand in changing the course of what this was all about. My head and my heart raced. What could I do? Could I be the better person? Could I confront them? Should I tell them that they were really hurting me by not acknowledging who I was as a human being, as somebody that was really trying their very best to be better than they were 2 years ago? Can they just understand that I was just being a complete dick back then? Because I was hurt. I wanted them to respect me. I wanted to be acknowledged by them. But then it hit me with all the people that came up telling me, dozens upon dozens of them, about how much I gave them information that was needed for them to help keep moving their progress forward in Toastmasters and to ignite a spark in them that otherwise that spark would have been missing if other people weren't there at that conference like myself. But it got me thinking later that day, what could I do? These two people, that's all I was worried about. These two people did acknowledge me. What should I do? But then it hit me. It was something that my therapist said before I came to this conference. Of all people, my therapist said this. You have nothing to prove. Leave them speechless with how much you really have grown. You owe them nothing. Be the authentic, more mature version of yourself that has ever graced that stage. Those words, bouncing around like a yo-yo, going back and forth, made me realize that I've already won against those two. Won. It's not even about winning. It was about the fact that I did learn something about myself. I had, as I mentioned in other episodes, put my hand on the door of opportunity and I walked through it. And that meant more than anything else in this world to me, to know that I have the ability to keep moving forward, to keep pushing when I thought that all was lost, and to know that above all else, I am capable of being loved for exactly who I am. Later that evening, I sat at dinner. And I got to give a shout out because I even talked to this gentleman who gave me permission to share his name on this show, Mark Fennell. If you're hearing this, I want you to know that our conversation, albeit that I won't go into great detail about what we talked about out of respect of you and I, struck to the heart of what this is all about. But for my audience that is listening to this, I want to give you a context of what Mark and I talked about. I shared with him my story of the last 4 years of my life, just struggling, finding that identity, losing my faith, trying to figure out what was really important in my life to keep moving forward, to keep finding and grasping onto something that I thought was my identity through other people, but then realizing that my identity is not shaped by others, it's shaped by me and what God has given me. And Mark said something to me that I will never forget. He told me that I've already won, that I never had to put my faith in anybody else but God Himself, because I've already been loved. I've already been judged. I've already been through the battles that people go through. That I was something of incredible value, not through other people's eyes, but through His eyes. On this show, I've always respected the fact that people come from all shapes and sizes, from various backgrounds, and I've respected all of them. And I'm sorry if I seem like I'm preaching in this bonus episode about finding your God. But if there is a God out there, I want Him to know this, and I want you, my listeners, to understand something that's really important about keeping consistency. Find your calling. Find your calling. Because every time that you are able to work on that calling, every time that you're able to figure out what is really, truly happening in your life, it all comes back from the fact that when you give yourself the chance, seize it, give it your moment of opportunity. Because your hands are all on the door in which I walked through this weekend. And as every person that has stood in front of me, in front of hundreds of people, including those two people I've mentioned earlier, and have validated and vindicated me, I want you to know, I heard you. But I appreciate the fact that Mark, of all people, knew that I never had to do that in the first place. I don't know what you might get from this episode because I feel like I've been rambling this whole entire time, which is why it's a bonus episode. It's not something I've never even planned to even talk about. And for me to record this literally the day after this has happened has so many raw emotions that I think that I will even be looking back at this. And I hope others will be looking back at this and say, wow, there was a presence, there was an opportunity, and I want to keep walking towards those opportunities. I want to keep growing and learning, and I got to give myself the chance to seize in order to be able to accomplish what I really have set out to do in my life. Maybe that's what I'm trying to share with you all today. But regardless of whether you've been said no yesterday, 2 days ago, 2 months ago, 2 years ago, it doesn't matter. What really matters is, are you willing to put aside all that pain, all those issues that have ever happened? Are you willing to give yourself the opportunity of a lifetime just by saying to yourself, yes, instead of no? Are you willing to find your voice as our incoming district director, Christopher Hulse, the very first guest on my podcast, has even said? Are you going to give yourself that voice to find? Even if you don't know what it means to find your voice, I'm going to give you a secret. A secret in which you might never even realize that you truly potentially had deep inside of you. And it's this. If you ever thought in a million years that you're not worthy, that you're not loved, and that you don't have a speaking voice, you are so wrong. And if I were to be really particularly clear as to how I really wanted to say it, cover your ears, but you're so fucking wrong. You're so fucking wrong about it. Because if you really wanted to think about how you can create the best version of yourself, you can lay out the best laid out plans. You can create some of the best opportunities that we've talked about in this show. You can set the best goals, the best opportunity in itself to be what you want to be. You can worry about it all you want. But those negative beliefs about yourself should never, ever tell you that you are not worthy. Just like it did for me up until May 4th, 2024. Friends, I want to thank all the people that have ever believed in me, that have ever shown their courage to tell me that they love me, that I am worthy, that I do have a speaking voice, that it's been impactful for them to hear this show, to hear what I have to say, not just what I have to say, but what my guests have had to say. Thank you from the bottom of my heart, because I never realized in a million years what my value had been until this very weekend. So the real question becomes for me, where do I go from here? Let me put it to you in the context of what I've always wanted to do on this show, which is to leave you with a nugget of wisdom, with something that will allow you to grow just as much as I have. And it's this. What's been holding you back from being the best version of yourself? Person, place, or thing that will allow you to realize your true potential. As one of my clients has put it, you have the choice. Whether you decide to walk on one side of the street or the other street is totally up to you. You're not wrong on either side of that street, but I will say that if you walk on that wrong side, you may be missing some of the things in your life that you never thought you could ever have. You are always welcome to reach out to me if you need that friend. It doesn't have to be a coaching relationship. It doesn't have to be some sort of transaction in the business world. What it does have to be, though, is something that you will realize deep inside yourself after we talk, and that you carry forward for the rest of your life to help others find that chance to seize. I know that you have what it takes. And as much as I keep on breaking down in this show, I want this to be a record of all records. And 1 year after starting this show and starting my business almost 2 years ago now, that you will have the fire that will light the world. And that all it takes is to just inspire others where you think you might not be inspiring. Because trust me on this, I've seen it firsthand now after this past weekend, that you have what it takes. Find the courage to help someone today, especially if they're feeling like they're drugged down, because you don't know what kind of impact that you will have on them. And I will tell you that the reward on the other side isn't just about what is being said. It's what's coming from, which I hope is your human heart. And whether you want to say that it's not worth it, and whether it's really the effort that you need to put into that really makes this all happen in the first place, let me give you some perspective. It's taken me over 740 days to finally overcome what I have been holding on for so long. You can do it in 2 years or less. You could do it tomorrow. You can nip this in the butt. Whatever it might be. Whatever it might be that's holding you back. I want you to know, though, that you will be loved. You will be respected. You will never have to sit in those negative thoughts again. Because you are human. You have all the potential. And I know you are capable, just as I am, to speak from the heart. Thanks for listening to this very emotional, but yet very important bonus episode of Speaking from the Heart. And I will say to you, as I always say, that I look forward to hearing from your heart, your compassionate, loving heart, very soon.
Thanks for listening. For more information about our podcast and future shows, search for Speaking from the Heart to subscribe and be notified wherever you listen to your podcasts. Visit us at www.yourspeakingvoice.biz for more information about potential services that can help you create the best version of yourself. See you next time.